struggle to reduce the lifespan of TLS certificates, authorities take down ChipMixer, and Magni Bear ransomware targeting Europe. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Ed. Today is the 17th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by application allow listing software maker, Airlock Digital. In today's top story, Google plans to reduce the maximum lifespan of TLS certificates from 398 days to only 90. There's currently no official date for when this new policy is going to come into effect. Google plans to make a future proposal on this topic at the CA Browser Forum, which is an informal group made up of browser vendors and certificate authorities. Now, Google hopes to get a positive vote and a deadline for the change during an upcoming CA Browser Forum meeting. This would mark the fourth time the maximum lifespan of TLS certificates would be changed. They've already gone from five-year validity periods to three, to two, and then to one. While previous reductions to TLS certificate lifespans have been widely contested, early reactions to Google's proposals have been positive so far. In other news, the US Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed new cybersecurity rules for US securities market operators. The new rules mandate that entities such as broker-dealers, clearing agencies, and national securities exchanges establish reasonably designed policies to address cybersecurity risks in their environments. They'll also be required to run cybersecurity audits every year to test their defences. The new rules will enter a 60-day public comment period before they're updated or adopted as is. The Ukrainian government is working on a law that would legalise the activity of its so-called national hacktivist group, the IT Army of Ukraine. The new law would draft the IT Army into the ranks of the official Ukrainian Army. The move comes after cybersecurity and international politics experts warned that members of the IT Army would be liable for criminal prosecution for some of their actions, since they weren't formally sanctioned by the Ukrainian government. A Wired article has identified Evgeny Serebryakov as the leader of Sandworm, the most aggressive hacking team of Russia's GRU military spy agency. Citing intelligence service sources, Wired says Serebryakov was placed in charge of the Sandworm group in the spring of 2022, after serving as deputy commander of APT-28, which is another one of GRU's cyber units. Serebryakov is known to Western intelligence because he was charged in 2018 for being directly involved in a botched hacking attack against the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Meanwhile, the US government has charged two members of the Vile hacking crew with breaking into a law enforcement portal operated by the US Drug Enforcement Administration in May last year. US officials say that Sagar Steven Singh, who went online as Weep, and Nicholas Cereolo, known as Convict, used passwords stolen from US and foreign police officers to access the portal. The duo collected personal data and extorted victims for money, threatening to release their personal information on the internet. In addition, US officials say Singh and Cereolo also used the portal to file fake emergency requests with US tech companies in order to de-anonymize online accounts and identify future extortion victims. According to Krebs on Security, doxers would typically be posted on Doxbin, which is a doxing site where both suspects were allegedly staff members. US authorities arrested Singh this week. Cereolo remains at large. CISA says that multiple threat actors, including an APT group, exploited a 2019 vulnerability to gain access to an unnamed federal agency's IIS web server. CISA says the attacks took place between November 2022 and January 2023. The exploited vulnerability was previously used in crypto mining campaigns and to build various botnets. The bug resides in the UI component of the Progress Telerik framework, a tool commonly used for building user interfaces for ASP.NET applications. US and European law enforcement authorities have taken down ChipMixer, which is a dark web-based cryptocurrency mixing service. As part of the takedown, police officers took control of servers in Germany, seized Bitcoin worth 44 million euros, and charged the ChipMixer's owner, Minh Quoc Nguyen, a 49-year-old man from Hanoi in Vietnam. Officials say the portal launched in 2017 and has helped criminal groups launder more than $3 billion. The US Justice Department says ChipMixer laundered $17 million worth of Bitcoin, linked to 37 different ransomware strains, and more than $700 million worth of Bitcoin stolen by North Korean hackers. ChipMixer also laundered more than $200 million linked to darknet markets and cryptocurrency funds linked to Russian cyber espionage group APT28. Google's Mandiant division says recent attacks against Fortinet devices using a novel zero-day are the work of a suspected Chinese cyber espionage group it tracks as UNC3886. Fortinet confirmed the zero-day attacks last week when it also released security updates for affected products. The zero-day is tracked as CVE-2022-41328. Mandiant says it first spotted the UNC3886 group in a hacking campaign that targeted VMware ESXi servers last year. Mandiant researchers say they suspected the Chinese group was also hacking Fortinet devices because they saw UNC3886 operators connect to the hacked ESXi systems from Fortinet devices. Cybersecurity firm Redacted says the Bian Lian gang changed its tactics after Avast released a decryptor for its ransomware strain at the start of the year. The gang is still active, but since it cannot use its ransomware anymore, it's only engaging in data theft and then extorting companies for payments by threatening to release sensitive files online. One of the tactics employed by the gang is to study local laws in the victim's jurisdiction and tailor their extortion messages accordingly. Google's security team says that the threat actor behind the Magni Bear ransomware is now targeting users across Europe. This is a significant shift for Magni Bear, which until now had exclusively targeted South Korean targets. Google says it observed more than 100,000 file downloads carrying Magni Bear payloads since the start of the year, and more than 80% of these took place in Europe. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is David Conningham from Allow Listing and Execution Control software company Airlock Digital.
Over the past few years here at Airlock Digital, we continue to roll out new product features designed to detect the loading of assembly code in more edge case scenarios. Airlock's core purpose is to detect and prevent the loading of untrusted code, and we've been pushing really hard into these evasion methods. I'm talking about things like reflecting assembly code into memory using assembly reflection in .NET, or detecting and preventing the abuse of trusted developer utilities such as MS Build to compile assembly on the fly and load it back into memory, all from a signed Microsoft binary. Since launching preventions for these techniques, particularly the last one, MS Build, we've seen a ton in the wild being abused by threat actors. Typically, it's either highly motivated nation states or red teams using these techniques, but they're really attractive for the attacker, as you simply take your encoded C# code in XML format, get the compiler to build the DLL for you, pop it into memory, and delete the source, which leaves hardly anything on disk and makes signature matching useless. Airlock catches these loads out of the box, most importantly, the assembly at the end of the compilation. However, if you're using reputable EDR, you should have visibility over the MS Build technique if it is being abused. If you don't have EDR and you're running in an enterprise scale environment, I strongly recommend you set up a detection for this using Microsoft Sysmon, with logging via your SIEM of choice. The MITRE attack ID for this one is T1127, and I strongly recommend you check it out. Happy hunting.
And that was David Cottingham from today's sponsor, Airlock Digital. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Just head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.